Hey everyone, and welcome to What's Up Wednesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, there's a lot that's been kind of percolating around the industries. So let me pull it up. I'm stalling because I didn't have it pulled up. So Randy Pitchford won an award, and I found out because it was posted on Destructoid, and And they were almost like mocking him. It came across that way. And it was like, let's see. What did he say? He goes, a Randy Pitchford award? Well, we're fresh out of Destructoid had USB stick trophies, so to give away. So I guess this one will do. And I guess he won the Tech Titans 2021 Corporate Innovations Award. And he won for Corporate CEO. And it's a North Texas technology outlet that gives out these awards. So Randy Pitchford must have saw this this media post from Destructoid, because he had his company fucking reach out to them. And to clarify why he won the award.
Oh, Jesus.
So his ego was like, hey, you guys are being real assholes right now. So Gearbox reached out to them to give more clarity on the specifics of the Randy Pitchford Award. The company cites that Pitchford, leading Gearbox through the merger, as well as spearheading the creation of Borderland Science, which funnels research into the American Gut Project.
Arundels. Sounds dirty.
As a part of the reasons for the win. And so they, he got butt hurt when he read that article. Because there's no doubt in my mind that Randy Pitchford Googles himself daily.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has like Google alerts set up for himself.
What do they call it? Vanity searches? Is that?
He wants to make sure that his reputation as a magician stays sound.
That way, otherwise he'll get kicked out of the guild.
Yeah,
the magic guild.
Yeah, well, like fucking Job.
Arrested Development. Yeah.
He's like, I'm out. They kicked me out.
I've made a huge mistake.
Now, Randy Pitchford like with Job? Like, this is them sharing a stage?
So funny.
So good.
Job has more like charisma than Randy Pitchford does on stage.
And
their magic levels are about the same.
That is the thing that separates a good magician from a bad one, is you have to be charismatic. Because people are buying you as much as they're buying into the trick.
Yeah.
And so Randy doesn't have that, because he just fumbles and bumbles around like a big fucking nerd on stage. So, if you don't have that, you cannot sell the trick, because nobody's paying attention to you. You're supposed to be the distraction. Hey, who is that? Who's at your door?
That's my daughter opening my door.
Excuse me. Why is she 10 foot two?
10 foot two.
Why does she look so tall?
Because she's 3 now and not a baby anymore. I know a whole pandemic has happened since you guys
have
probably
seen her in person. In like 2.5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say about the same for me.
Is that your wife as well?
Yeah, she's standing there. Yeah, because she went to open the door. And
oh, there she is. Her.
And she goes, like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot she could open doors.
Hi, Wednesday.
Clever girl.
Bye.
Hey, Doug, can I get a little sidebar real quick? Hey, man, this is real serious, okay? I don't want to. I didn't want to bring. I didn't want to bring this up to the entire people listening, and to Kevin. I don't want them to hear this, but I need you to take this podcast serious.
Okay.
And if you keep your family out of it, that'd be great. Okay.
I know, right? I should. I try my hardest. I mean,
cute kids take away from me. Okay. And I can't have that on.
Oh, is that why it's not a problem when Colin shows up in the background of your show? Because he's not a cute kid.
You know what? You're fucking lucky that no one can hear this, because that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's get back.
Yeah, he's not cute anymore, man. He's fucking 14. Like, there's nothing cute about him. He's a fucking little teenage little shit.
He looks like a squatter.
Cranking in the shower every fucking 5 minutes.
Kev, you can hear us? What?
Oh, sorry. The meta. Where is everyone?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's in the metaverse.
Sorry, I got my headset back on.
Can we just
talk? In VR chat.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about how dumb the metaverse is, by the way? Mm-hmm. And how it was announced, and then all of a sudden, that's all that anybody mentions anything about the internet now? Like,
such a buzzword.
It's a fucking buzzword, and it's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, I can't with people. They're like, when the Microsoft and purchased fucking, who'd they just purchase?
Activision
Blizzard. Like, all anybody kept saying was like, oh, I wonder what this is going to do to the metaverse. And I was like, nothing, fucking nothing, because what the fuck is the metaverse? It's not even a real thing at this point.
Yeah. People want a new internet, and the metaverse is like their hope for a new experience, their new internet. I believe. And I'll tell you this from someone who's on VR right now, it ain't it. I mean, it's not there yet. I mean, we're still in the very cartoony phase of things. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I saw someone post the other day. They were like, wow, I'm in with the metaverse, whatever. Like, I guess the official one, and they're like, oh, this is so cool. And it was a screenshot, and they're like, check it out. Like, there's a bunch of us sitting in our homes watching this shitty movie with the blown out audio and the really crappy, like, you know, pixelated video with graphics that are subpar of 2005's World of Warcraft. Yeah. They're like, this is amazing. Wow. This is the future. And it was like, look at the comments and stuff on it. We're like, we're just going to pretend that VR chat doesn't exist. Like,
yeah, seriously. And they have a literal group of rooms called Movies and Chill. And it's like just set up like that. It's set up like an apartment. They've got a big screen TV and people can put on, like, the server has whatever movies ever. And like, people just put on a movie and everyone just hangs out in like an apartment. And it's like, yeah, that's about as close as we're going to get to Ready Player One in our lifetime, I think. But it's going to look cheesy and it's going to look dumb. But that's your metaverse. Don't get too excited.
That's the thing, is like, you somebody says metaverse, right? But nobody knows what it is, because nobody can pinpoint and look at it on the internet and be like, oh yeah, that's metaverse. Because there's so many different bubbles right now. There's not one main one that everything connects to. And
right,
like, you got, okay, so you got Fortnite, which has become a huge game outside of just the battle royale, because they have something called creative, and everybody goes into creative and you can build your own worlds, kind of like the fucking movie or the book. And you could do whatever you want. You build whatever you want and it's awesome. But then you have Facebook announcing that they have their own little VR. You can have your own apartment and you can, like, put your NFTs in it and all of your cool stuff that you've collected over the internet. Well, good luck, motherfuckers, trying to get everyone to connect to that. And like, there is no one, there's not one ring to rule them all. Everyone's trying to build out their own fucking bubble.
Yeah.
And without everyone coming together, it's just going to be as fractured as going to a different fucking website to grab your, like, it's not all funneled together. It's fucking dumb. It's a dumb word. It's a dumb fucking phrase. I hate it. That's all I got to say about that.
I agree.
So
it's people just look for, like I said, look, people are looking for something new. It's been a while since we've had something new. So saying something like that buzzword is just, yeah.
Fuck them.
It's like a couple of years ago when people kept saying socialism, but not knowing the meaning of it. Is this socialism?
The metaverse is socialism. That's the next
one. Yeah, I'm waiting for that one.
Oh my God. Everyone. People like, they still say it because there's people out there that are like, you know, there's obviously still some supply chain, you know, like shortages of shit and like stuff in like grocery stores too. I don't know. Like, it's really hard to get applesauce like in pouches for kids these days. I don't know why. No one fucking has them. But you'll see like people post online, like the grocery store will be like, the shelf will be empty and they'll be like, oh, this is fucking socialism. This is what happens. And it's like, what? What? Like, this is the failure of capitalism, bud. Like, what are you fucking talking about?
I love
people
that.
Dumb.
I
people
love
dumb, that. Man. People so fucking dumb. Like, they, mm-hmm. they think, like, when they hear, like, socialism, they think communism. And when they think communism, they think of, like, the really shitty, not actually real communism in other countries and how they have, like, bread lines and stuff. And it's like, it's not how it works, you, guys.
Did you guys enjoy your government checks that you got? How about all the free tests that they just sent out? Do you consider all the bailouts that they did to all the companies through the year? I mean, that's all socialism. So
Well, the test, it would be more socialism if they just sent them to everybody who pays taxes, like a tax record, like to every household, you know, that reports taxes or something, because we have all that information. The government has all the information. They know where fucking people live. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, so why not just, you know, send them out instead of making you go online to request them? Like, if you have 500 million tests or whatever that you've bought up over the last, like, 6 months, making them impossible to get in the store, which, you know, thankfully they're providing them for free, but like this, and there's 300 something million Americans. You can guess where most of them live. Again, you have tax records, just fucking send them out. But the fact that we have to go online and request them. And on top of that, their website is buggy as fuck. And like, if someone lives in the same apartment complex as you, people can't like, not the same apartment, the same apartment complex, then they're marked as like, oh, these have already been ordered.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because of just a bug in their system. Like, they should just fucking just send them out. Like, how fucking hard is this? Like, just fucking send the damn things out.
You know, what's funny is that I have 4 separate emails saying that I'm getting 4 separate deliveries for these tests. I was like, I mean, I'll take them, but at the same time, I was like, how did that happen? What kind of bug is that?
Right. Now, you said you already got yours. I haven't even gotten mine yet.
Yeah,
we haven't gotten ours yet.
Yep, I got my first set, and we'll see if more come, because I had one scheduled for yesterday when they did come, and then I have 2 more scheduled for Monday and then Tuesday. I was like, what the fuck?
It's gonna be interesting to see like the amount of people like how soon are those sets gonna start going online for people trying to make a buck off of them? Like, oh, I've got 4 sets here sent to me from the government. You can have them for, you know, $100.
Yep.
Yeah. Man.
It's just a thing that can be sent out for free. Like, I mean, it is free, but you know what I mean? Like, you can just send them out. Like, why do you have to have people request them? I guess so, like, those dumb idiots who are still like believe that it's a hoax and that JFK Jr. is gonna like wear a Trump bodysuit at a thing in Arizona, like, don't order them, that way there's more, because they just are maybe banking on those idiots not actually wanting them because they're dumb. But oh man, it's dumb. The whole thing's stupid.
True that.
Just send them.
Oh, by the way, Microsoft bought Activision Blizzard.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
We're in the process of buying.
Yeah, process, but you know what I'm saying. Like,
a lot of red tape, a lot of ins and outs.
The video game lawyers have already come out and said, like, you know, because the first wave of people who are just angry on the internet are always just bitching, and they're like, this is a monopoly. And this will never go through. I was like, they wouldn't announce it if they didn't think it would go through. And all the internet lawyers, all the, or not internet lawyers, all the video game lawyers and stuff, they've already said, yeah, this transaction, there won't be an issue with it. Like, if it'll get maybe hung up maybe once, but overall it's going to go through.
Yeah, I don't see it as being a monopoly in the fact that, like, there's many other video game publishers out there. So, I mean, I don't think, and it's not like, I mean, they're not making hardware, if that makes any sense. So it's not like they're going to be monopolizing, like, console. Like, I don't know.
I don't. There's a ton. It's not like they're blocking competition. Yes, they're buying up a very large brand. Mm-hmm. I guess you could make a case, but it would ultimately fall through in the court of law. Because they're not buying the entire gaming fucking industry.
Right. So many other developers about there.
But ultimately, I've posted about this in our Discord, I think it's a very good thing that this is happening because of the fact that you have three companies who really love video games and really, like, understand video games, and that's the big three. You have Microsoft, you have Nintendo, and Sony. They all are in the game to make money. Let's not beat around the bush on that. But they also want to preserve what video games are, and they you can tell by the leadership involved that they just love people playing games. This is a really great move in order to kind of preserve that against people like an Amazon or a Google who are desperately trying to get a piece of the pie, who only see it as a way to make more profit. And I think that that is a, I think overall it's a good thing because of the fact that you have these other big titans come in, make it, and I wouldn't say that the developers and stuff that are making the games that are making them exclusively for Amazon and stuff, like, don't love games or anything, but ultimately you've seen it with Amazon now. This didn't make a profit instantly. Done. Cut it off. Like, they've had two games now not even come out because of the fact that they weren't going to see a profit with them, or they weren't going to work out, so they instantly canceled them. And then, I feel like Amazon would treat its developers like it does its warehouse workers. Oh, you're not making money for me? Goodbye. Like, we're done with you. You're go either piss in a bottle at your house. See ya.
We took your toilets.
Yeah.
Fuck.
If you work for us and you're developing a game, toilets out. So I don't know. I think it's a good thing. Plus, maybe it restores a little bit of that hope that we have of what we've come to expect out of Blizzard games. Maybe that Microsoft with Phil in charge will go back to them not needing to come out with a game every year. That's essentially, that was reported that Bobby Kotick was requiring from them, was essentially Blizzard needed to release a game every year. And Blizzard was, you know, in the past, it could, we could see 3 years go by without a game from them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hopefully they return to form. All signs indicate that Bobby is probably going to be leaving the company as the days have gone by. We've seen more and more of him making posts and stuff like that, saying that went from, oh, yeah, you know, he'll be still the CEO, down to, oh, I'll be available for them, you know, through the transition. So I think this is a way for him to get out.
It sucks. He's going to get out. He's going to get a good fat severance out of it. Yep. He's going to get a good payout of it. He doesn't deserve a goddamn penny. Mm-hmm. Like, it sucks to see this. I mean, I know people are happy that he's gone, but he's getting out in the most fucking capitalistic fucking CEO bullshit pussy way. And it hurts my soul knowing, like, I wouldn't say the bad guy won, but the dude who treated his employees like absolute shit is basically getting rewarded for it. And it sucks that, like, and I know, and like I said, Phil Spencer made it clear. He's like, I'm taking over day one. You know, as soon as we're in control, I will be the CEO. So I think, like, Phil Spencer is in the way of, like, booting this guy out. But the thing is, Microsoft can't do shit. It's not their business. You know, they can't do anything until they own it, you know? So it's like their hands are tied. So it's like, I can't really be mad at them, but I just wish that we could have seen some retribution to all the bullshit that has gone over probably the last couple of years with Activision Blizzard. And I wish we could have seen some good closure to that, but the closure is Bobby's going to be out eventually. And these assholes on top are going to be out, but they're also going to be out on with honors, if that makes any sense. And they're going to be able to just go to whatever company they want and be treated like royalty, or retire and just live out the rest of their days, like, you know, supporting some right wing bullshit, probably. I don't know, but just treating people like shit, you know, and it's wrong. So it just hurts my soul to see that happen like that.
More than not, the bad guy wins in America. So, and in the world.
So, yep.
You know, so. I think that's all the time that we have for today, but tomorrow we have Thirsty Thursday, so stay tuned for that. Until then, yeah. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
Kevin.